This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And the Warriors get a win to go 2-0 with Jimmy Butler and one game above the 500 mark. Now have a chance to set themselves up for a chance for a winning road trip, but they'd have to sweep the last two in Texas.
Oh, a tide is a-turning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Watch out now. It's two in a row. Don't make it three in a row. And don't make it four in a row heading into the break, Joe Shasky. Warriors, 125. Milwaukee Bucks, 111. No Giannis, but really, I don't care. I don't care if the Bulls, you know, are missing players. I don't care if the Bucks are missing players. I don't care because you know what? I just watched this team a week ago lose to the Utah freaking Jazz. The Utah Jazz without Lauri Markkanen.
I know.
Who got absolutely obliterated last night against the Los Angeles Lakers where Luka Doncic made his debut. They gave away a bunch of Luka shirts, this, that, and the other, but it's not about that. By the way, Dirk Nowitzki being in the building, what the hell was that? The Golden State Warriors are playing with joy these last two games. And the guy that we all thought was a thief of joy, what America thought was a thief of joy these last few months, one being James Butler III out of Miami, him, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, just a dark cloud over the organization, right? Well, that cloud has dissipated. It's sunshine and rainbows in the Bay Area these last couple days. Well, for a few days. I think it's going to rain some point this week, just in time for the All-Star game. But Joe Shasky, I got to tell you, man, as I go Pete Carroll, something's happening with this team, with Jimmy, and it's given Stephen Curry new life. 38 points, 12 of 24, 6 of 16 from beyond the arc, but it's him on the sidelines. It's Quentin Post hitting shots. It's Moses Moody hitting shots. My guy, Buddy Hield, coming around. I'm not letting you say your guy, Buddy Hield. I was in on Buddy Hield the last few games. He's been showing up. Brandon Podziemski making plays back in his home state. Kevon Looney making some plays in his home state. And man, the vibes could not have been better heading into a crucial stretch of this season. And I don't know what to say. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but I think I even underestimated how good this chemistry could be this early on. Good morning. I say all that to say good morning, Joe.
Jimmy.
There you go.
Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy. 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 Hey, look, man. It is what it is. My guy's a baller. It's just having an alpha on the court.
Your guy.
He is. Having an alpha on the court.
He's my guy.
He's making plays. The way he passes, he's such a decisive passer. Gets to the block and just gets to the free throw line at will. He has given Steph Curry new life in the half court. I have never seen Steph see this many one-on-ones since the KD era.
Mm.
Maybe since Klay first returned, because I don't want to be, you know, disrespectful to him. And Jordan Poole at times. There were times. But they've balanced the floor out, and their ability to kind of adjust when Steph's off the floor, what Jimmy does really well, some of the pick and rolls and playing the offense through him. Quentin Post.
Postmaster General.
I mean, stamp that. Let's go. And I mean, he's looked great. Buddy Hield did look great yesterday. Warriors are just, look, it's such a more enjoyable, watchable product. Bare minimum. I don't know where this goes. I understand. It's the Bucks without Giannis, and I don't care. They're in full control of that game.
I literally just mentioned they lost to the Lowry Markkanen-less Utah Jazz last week.
I know.
Then they didn't have Colin Sexton?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, that was where we were at just a week ago. That is what we were talking about, folks. So, yeah. I'm not going to scoff at blowout wins against the Bulls and the Bucks because it looks so much different, doesn't it? Like, there are levels to this. You can beat some bad teams, but it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. The Warriors have beaten some bad teams this year where you came away from saying, yeah, I don't feel great about that. Like, against the Blazers, for example. Like, I didn't feel good if they beat the Blazers. Now the Blazers are playing better, this, that, and the other. But last night, the game before, and this is no disrespect to Andrew Wiggins, was a great Warrior, he's a champion, he's going to always be remembered. You can see the difference, though, between a Hall of Fame player and a Hall of Very Good player. And we're seeing it right now. Jimmy Butler is a Hall of Fame player playing like it. Even when his shot's not going down, when he's 4-12 and he can't buy a three-point shot, it's not his game. Please just don't. You can take two a game, that's fine. That's the limit, Jimmy. I think he had an air ball yesterday at one point. But six offensive boards. The facilitating, six assists. Getting to the line, though.
It's incredible.
15 free throw attempts. How good does that have to feel if you're Stephen Curry, knowing that when I go off the court now, it's not going to be, you know, Mount Doom, a la Lord of the Rings, Sauron, everyone's taking over, we're about to get blown out. Like, you got to have some sort of relief if you're Steph. It was actually great to see him yesterday. He was wearing, like, the little back belt.
Yeah.
He was getting stretched on the side. And he was getting up to see Quentin Post hit a three. Jimmy Butler facilitating. Moses Moody making plays. And by the way, Quentin Post doing the little kiss with the three?
Hey, he's got way more aggression in him than I thought.
Yeah.
He's a competitor. On the Jimmy Butler thing, you know, with Steph off the floor, they were plus six.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, plus six in the non-Curry minutes. That's a big development. We know they've been bailing water. How many years? And it was the most free throw attempts a Warrior has had in an individual game since KD.
That's not a coincidence.
It's 5 years plus.
That's, again, this is the best player Stephen Curry has played with since Kevin Durant. I don't think that's that insane to say. Klay Thompson was not the same player after the injuries.
No, wasn't.
Andrew Wiggins, for a little bit, was great. He's not Jimmy Butler's level.
No. God, they're so good yesterday.
So just think about that. This is the best player, not counting the All-Star game, not counting the Olympics, best player on the Golden State Warriors that Steph has played with since Kevin Durant.
And he looks like a choir boy alongside Draymond Green.
Right?
Who gets technicals. I mean, I don't even know what. He airballed a bunny, okay? Like, it was like a little runner from a foot and a half away, Draymond did. And he was incensed that he got fouled. And then you see Jimmy Butler alongside of him. Like, Jimmy looks like he's an altar server next to Draymond Green. Does he not?
No, he absolutely does. But, and there's a level of joy that I've seen. We're talking about with Steph, and like, he looks rejuvenated, like LeBron did last night with Luka, quite frankly, looked rejuvenated. I saw a 40-year-old LeBron playing defense. Like, trades like that, think about Wembanyama with the Spurs, like De'Aaron Fox being there too. Moves like that, when you have belief within your organization, and if you're Stephen Curry and you are that organization, they're telling you, hey, we got you a guy. I don't know if this is the guy you wanted. I'm sure you wanted Kevin Durant, but you know what? Here's Jimmy Butler. Let's see.
In a weird way, it might have actually been a little bit like better for them. Like, I know we want to go back down the KD route, but it would have exhausted everything to acquire him. Jimmy, you got for, look, let's call it what it is, pennies on the dollar.
Yes.
Compared to what his normal value would be.
Correct. Now, you had to extend him, so there was some cost there.
It cost money, no doubt. But, like, if we were evaluating the cost of the two players, I mean, it's actually, it might end up being the better of the deals. For them, in terms of now and going forward. And Joe, I just ask Warrior fans this. Look, if we were to say Bay Area, clearly the CMC in-season trade for jolting a team and changing where they were going to go in season, like, that's like the gold standard, right? I don't think the Niners were going
in a positive way, because there's been many a trades in season that went the negative way. Yeah. So, yes.
Yoenis Cespedes, Johnny Lester.
There you go. Don't even bring it up.
You made the playoffs.
Yes. Barely.
I'm just going to go Warriors in-season trade, okay, for salvaging that season in terms of just galvanizing the unit. Okay, it's two games. Let's see where it is in a month. But I get Stack Jack, Al Harrington vibes. Mm. This, to me, feels very much like Stack Jack and Al Harrington. The minute those guys came, Captain Jack fit perfectly to what Baron Davis wanted to do. It was just like chef's kiss. It changed the aura of the team almost overnight. Now, Wiggins trade was an in-season trade. They won 15 games that year. And the very next year, we were having conversations on air whether Kelly Oubre was a better fit for the Warriors long-term or Andrew Wiggins. It took a couple years for the Wiggins trade to kind of materialize and be a great trade. Would you agree?
Yes. It took what, a year, basically? A year and a half, almost?
Year and a half.
Yeah.
And 2021, 2022 was his all-star season.
Yeah.
And even he got hurt for a month in that year and it kind of wasn't great.
Doctor.
And then he came back and was just otherworldly in the playoffs. I'm talking about save the season, change the team instantly, like flip the switch. You know, the light switch challenge, the Drake, even though he's been canceled. This feels so much like Stack Jack and Al Harrington. I mean, it really does to me.
Well, January 17th, 2007, that's when it happened. 18 years ago, Joe Shaskian, a guy that was a part of that trade, Mike Dunleavy, as a player.
I know.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Well,
and Mike Dunleavy, also a teammate of Jimmy Butler, a guy that vouched for him clearly within the organization there.
Okay, so like going back, I know there's a lot of younger people that maybe weren't as, you know, astute to it. Like, Troy Murphy early on was a good player. He broke his nose multiple times,
sure,
and he kind of flatlined emotionally. Yeah. He was an emotional player. He could hit the corner three. Dunleavy was always a very flatline, emotionless player, very much like Wiggins.
Mm.
Okay? When you got Stack Jack and Al Harrington, the personality that they brought to the team, it just changed the whole dynamic. We just instantly got tougher and vibed, and it just fit everything. Wiggins, really good player. Like, we all like Wiggins. Kind of a flatliner emotionally.
Yep.
You know, some guys aren't necessarily rah-rah guys. Steph Curry's kind of like a flatliner for the most part. There are times where he'll show emotion. Jimmy Butler clearly has this team locked in. Ronnie Lott had this effect where he was on the field and guys would look around and you better played hard or Ronnie was going to call you out. And I get that kind of feeling from a Jimmy Butler.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Also, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all of those platforms. Search 95.7 The Game, like and subscribe there. You can see this beautiful schnoz here at 6:17 in the morning. And that's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We got Baldy coming up at 7:30. Do a final breakdown of the Super Bowl. Get Baldy's thoughts on what the 49ers need to do. Debo Samuel, this, that, and the other. We got Festus Ezeli, NBA champion, host of Warriors pre- and post-game on NBC Sports Bay Area alongside our guy Bonte Hill. That's going to be at 8 o'clock. We got the knockout tournament giveaway. We got Slam Dunk in Vegas. We got some Curry 12s to give away at some point today as well. We have so much going
Curry
on. Curry 12s, Joe Shasky.
Wow.
I know you're a big shoe guy.
Like, I'm probably not.
No, you really are a big shoe guy. You wear like different Nikes every single day and different Jordans. Are you kidding me?
Well, No. I have to have different footwear because my feet, I got very sensitive plantar fasciitis.
I'm not saying it can't be for comfort. I'm just saying you just got a lot of different shoes. That's okay.
I go through them pretty quickly. I do a lot of walking.
Okay. Uh-huh. Big walk incline or what?
Oh, well, I mean,
gotta do the hills.
You gotta stretch. That's the key.
Get stretched. Shout Stretch Lab.
Seriously.
888-957-9570. I want to hear from the Warrior fans.
So fun watching them last night.
I want to hear from the Warrior fans that were skeptical early on, because we did have a lot of fans call in Joe Shazzy and said, lateral move, not going to make him better. We just got older. Wiggins is better. He's a better, you know, locker room presence, this, that, and the other.
We love Wiggs.
We love Wiggs too. There's levels to this.
Yeah.
Though. And you know what? I think this organization, I said it at the time, needs a kick in the pants, and I think Jimmy Butler is going to demand that on the court. And we're talking about all the joy from one Stephen Curry, obviously, because he looks like he's just looser on the court these last two games.
He looks happier.
So is Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Like, and there is part of that. Now, how long is Jimmy Butler's happiness going to last? I don't know.
Going back to Stack Jack, like, when he first came on, he played nicely with others.
Exactly. But, but the nice part about this is we know the expiration date because he's going to be old at the end of it. All these guys are going to be old. So, like, there is part of me here saying, yeah, well, we got 2.5 seasons, so that's about it.
I mean, right? you're taking this bus to the last stop.
Exactly.
You know?
No,
so
no, absolutely.
You can fall asleep. It's okay.
Jedi Muni. Well, you made me want to take it that last stop, depending on the time of day. Steve Kerr did talk yesterday, Joe Shasky. I want to get his thoughts a little bit. Tim Kawakami had a podcast on the TK Show. Shout out Odyssey on there. The SF Standard, Tim Kawakami, very tapped in, all things Warriors. Had a sit-down with Stephen Curry and got his thoughts. Now, this was prior to the trade deadline, so this is before Jimmy Butler. But he did have interesting thoughts on how, you know, he would like to see his career end, this, that, and the other. Very interesting thoughts I want to get to at some point today. Tim Kawakami talking to Steph Curry.
You know, it's so interesting. Like, Moody was playing well before Jimmy Butler showed up. Moody's playing the best basketball of his career. It's been about a month. Maybe it's been a little longer. I don't have advanced numbers. I'm just going eyeball. Moses Moody has been a revelation. Defensively, he looks so much more engaged. I know he didn't hit a lot of threes yesterday, but just in general, he's playing really, really, really good basketball. I would say best basketball of his career.
10 plus points in 11 of his last 13 games.
Well, there you go. There you go. Pods, just by the eyeballs, is playing more decisive, right? Just playing more decisive. Quentin Post. Bro, all we need is that 10 to 12. Like, we don't need a whole lot. Knock down a couple of threes. He's actually way more physical than I gave him credit for. On boxing out and things like that. And having the legit seven-footer, there's something there. The team is playing well. And then Buddy Hield, who you referenced earlier. Buddy had a great game yesterday.
He did.
He had a great game.
3-point shot was 2 of 8. But
no, but he attacked the
aggression.
Yes.
And he was getting boards.
Playing defense?
Yes.
Leading fast breaks?
My guy, Buddy.
I always defended.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, I'm not letting you do that. I was the one that was bringing him up when you wanted Kevin Durant, and you said it was going to be a disappointment. No revisionist history here, Joe Shasky.
Can't we just enjoy our guy, Buddy Hield?
My guy.
Our guy?
My guy.
Everyone's guy?
My guy.
Buddy.
Yeah, come on.
Buddy.
Right. I'll say this, and I'm not going to be the wet blanket, per se, but, I mean, that Milwaukee Bucks team is god-awful.
Oh, but I thought Dame is an all-timer. I thought everybody loves Dame. I thought Dame's on the level of Steph.
Who said that?
Everyone.
No, he's
one of the greats.
I want receipts. Who said?
Oh, that's everyone. If you critique Dame Lillard even a little, everybody gets sensitive. I've been saying the guy is the most empty. So you think Domantas Sabonis is empty calories? Can I introduce you to Dame Lillard, who makes no one better on his team and constantly just gets hollow points?
I remember now.
Plays no defense.
I remember now this conversation we had on the airways because Klay Thompson was left off to the top 75 team, and Damian Lillard was a part of that top 75
team. And he shouldn't have been on there.
Really?
If you ask any GM in the history
of... Oakland's own, by the way, yeah, Damian Lillard. We love him.
A really good player. If you ask any GM in the history of the game, prime Klay or prime Dame, I'm taking prime Klay. Two-way player makes others better.
Could Klay be the best player on a deep playoff run team, though?
Damian
Lillard did that.
Could James Worthy? And he's still a top 75 player of all time.
Well, like, that's not his fault. I understand.
Okay,
but there is levels to this, too. Like, during that run of the Warriors, no one was beating that team. The Rockets couldn't. The Blazers couldn't. Like, I think Dame, and then listen, he's way past his prime. I think now he's 34. He's going to be 35 soon. Like, I'll say this for him. In his prime, he went toe-to-toe with the Warriors. They got swept in the Western Conference Finals. He maximized everything you could on that squad. Who are they? C.J. McCollum was the second-best player?
Him and C.J. spent 5 years dissing the Warriors. I don't have a...
But
I respect
but they
the
only ones.
Respect,
everyone was, though.
No,
like
he went at him with super teams and this, that, and the other.
Everyone was dissing
come
the
on,
Warriors.
Man.
Like, that was the thing. Like,
I got this thing on Dame.
Him.
I just think we've dramatically overrated him, and we're not allowed to critique him even a little, and I just don't think he makes others better. He's a really, really, really good player.
NBA Cup champion, by the way. 9-time NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, All-NBA first team once, second team 4 times, third team twice, rookie of the year, all 75 team. Pretty good 3-point contest champion twice, too. He's a back-to-back champ, by the way. He might go for 3
team,
in a row.
That Bucks team is awful, Joe.
It is bad.
And Bobby Portis
they're
is the
starting,
most fun player on that team.
They're starting Torian Prince, and he was like their best player yesterday.
Well, he was hitting.
Yeah, I know he was.
He hit a couple of deep threes.
Because Darvin Ham's on the bench, and he's his favorite player. I know that. I saw that with
Bob
the Lakers last year.
Bob Fitzgerald's head was going to explode. You got to get out on him!
SF Bay Drummer, I see you. We'll get to you on the other side. Real quick, I got all these different reads. Guest promotion. Like I said, Brian Baldinger, 7:30. Festus Azili, 8 o'clock. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, Joe Shasky. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? Also, a little bit later, I'm going to give you a chance to qualify for our knockout tournament. It's happening all week long. So it's the final week to get qualified to play hoops on Chase Center's floor. 8 o'clock hour, going to give away the keyword between 8:30 and 9. You're going to listen for the sounder, and then you're going to call in, give you the contest line. You can qualify. You got to be the first caller and at least 18 and a California resident. Plus, I'll tell you how you could win $20,000 and go to Las Vegas with three of your buddies.
$20K,
Joe Shasky. Yeah, I can use that right now. Got bills to pay. All right, it's a lot right now.
In the words of San Quinn, money on the Niners.
No, I'm not doing that at all. You just put me in a horrible position. I don't want to disparage the 49ers because it's been a tough couple days for them. I'm not putting $20,000 on the San Francisco 49ers. Maybe to lose Deebo Samuel, I'll do that. Who's Deebo's next team? Maybe we'll talk to Brian Baldinger about that at 7:30, who he sees Deebo going to, or if they should, you know, try to mend fences. I think it's a little too late for that. Also, Tim Kawakami stopped by yesterday. I mentioned Tim earlier in a podcast. He's also doing a lot of hits in our station. He was on Willard and Dibbs yesterday. He had some thoughts on Deebo Samuel as well. I want to get into at one point today, but we're up against it. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, one segment down. How are we feeling about Jimmy Butler after two games and this experience? Are you all bought in now? All you naysayers, are you all in on Jimmy Butler and the Jimmy Butler experience? We'll talk about it on 95.7 The Game.
Jemski throws it into Draymond. Waits for Curry to come up top. Pass goes to Post. Not afraid to fire another three for Quinton Post. Kyle Kuzma can't believe it. Post with another triple. And it's 108-94.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, there's that little like pause in there, and I appreciate it, Tim. We can clean it up. It's all right. There's a producer in me, too, as I was a former tech producer. I don't know if you know this, Rich. I used to be a producer here at the station before I was a host. And, yeah, I prided myself on those rejoins and, you know, making them all crisp, clean, and that, the other. I can't do that anymore now, though. I mean, I guess I could. I don't really want to. But QP3, is that the new nickname? The Postmaster General? Stamp it?
Stamp that.
4 of 5 yesterday. 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. 13 points. And as you said, hey, That's gravy, man. That's all I need. I just double figures. Are you kidding me? From a rookie who was just at the beach boardwalk just, what, a month ago? And now all of a sudden he's a mainstay. They you know, made his contract. They get rid of the two-way. They make it just a regular NBA contract. He's getting the minimum. And, you know, he's here to stay, and they need him. And watching this game and watching Jimmy Butler facilitate with the young guys, watching him, dare I say, be a leader on the floor?
Well, he is a leader.
I know, but I don't think people were realizing that when they acquired him. This is Steph's team still. He's the leader, this, that, and the other. No, they need him.
Yeah.
When Steph is out on the floor, that was the problem. They didn't have another leader out there to facilitate, to slow things down, to, you know, be the voice of again, sounds crazy, be the voice of reason on the court, if you will. Again, these last two games, it's two games, it's the Bulls, it's the Bucks. We're not getting ahead of ourselves here, people, but the vibes and the way they are playing, and two blowouts, by the way, two blowout wins, feels different. It feels different.
He's an alpha. Like, we throw that around, and I don't think we under, like, Fred Warner. Is Fred Warner an alpha?
Yes.
Guys want to follow Fred Warner.
They gravitate towards him.
Exactly.
The fans gravitate towards him as well.
100%. Like, Bryce Harper or Buster Posey.
Yep.
These are alphas.
Yep.
People want to play with those guys. You know what I mean? And there's a leadership quality where, this is the way I put it. Like, it's not necessarily I'll chew anyone out at any time. It's, you better reach my level of intensity or you just won't be on this team. You know what I mean? There's very little tolerance for shenanigans with players like that.
Mm.
That's the vibes I get from Jimmy. Now, I'm not here to say that, like, Steph isn't a leader. I think he's more of a I lead by example guy, and it's just different. He's not going to chew anyone out, and he wants you to be yourself, right? And I don't think that Steph pretending to be like Jimmy Butler is authentic, because that's not who he is,
No. Right?
And I also think that, like, Draymond kind of needed this. Dray, for the longest time, kind of was their alpha, everyone fall in line. You can only do that for so long, right? And I do think infusing a totally different guy who still got so much game left in him, is just exactly what the doctor ordered. I'm watching him and Moses Moody on defense, especially in the fourth quarter, and like Moses was just like soaking it up from Jimmy. Jimmy's talking to him, he's pointing, and you know, their anticipation. He made an intercepted pass yesterday, Jimmy Butler. It looked Cooper like DeGene. A free safety in football.
Looked like Cooper DeGene.
He's just a stud, and these guys love following him. And look, he's got to continue to play well. He's got to continue to play nice. He got knocked by Kevin Porter yesterday, and I go, oh, God.
I was going to say,
got to
stay healthy.
I mean, Jesus, Kevin Porter.
Because they are.
That guy.
They are,
Jesus.
They are, an injury,
the
they are an injury away from this, like, unraveling. So that is a
so
big
So is every
yes.
team.
Yeah. Sure, but specifically the Warriors, because they are older, I'm saying. They're relying on three old players.
Sure.
More so than the Oklahoma City Thunder.
We're younger than the Bucks.
Well, I'm saying, but. They're the Eastern Conference.
No, I know, but I'm just
Oklahoma City can lose
example.
A Chet Holmgren for a few months and not skip a beat. Is
sure,
what I'm saying.
Sure, they're a young team in their prime, but yes. like I'm looking at the standings this morning, and it's like, oh, the Rockets are free falling.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're still they have a huge cushion on where the Warriors are, but just got to keep stacking wins. And then they have a back to back here coming up, and I want to get greedy and win them both. I'll take a split. But I want to get greedy and get them both. Because
well,
I would love to go into this All-Star break with some momentum.
You've been in the Rockets before this season, so it's not like they can't do it. And that was without Jimmy Butler, obviously. Different team then. You lost to him in the NBA Cup. I was going to call it the play-in tournament. The NBA Cup semifinals, quarterfinals, whatever the hell it was. You lost in that game. But the Rockets, we know what the Rockets are. They're a team that relies on their youth, relies on their athleticism, but... Look chaotic a lot of the time.
Streaky
yes.
from beyond the paint.
Very streaky.
Yeah.
Now, they have some subs. Amen Thompson. I mean,
no, he's ridiculous.
That guy, when LeBron James says your body is, he's got body envy. When LeBron James says he's got body envy, that means you're amazing.
Yes.
That's Amen Thompson, obviously.
Can't shoot, though.
Can't shoot, but you know what? LeBron,
he's 19.
LeBron couldn't either when he
yeah,
first
no,
came
I
in the
know.
League.
That's one thing I think we do is we just dismiss these young players. It's like, give them time.
Exactly.
He should be a freshman in college.
But to your point, you know, you got the Mavericks. No, Anthony Davis, heartbreaking loss last night. DeMar DeRozan going for, well, damn near 40. I don't even know what it was. I was watching that game after because the Bucks and Warriors game ended. By the way, 5 o'clock tip-off. Just make that every day, for
well,
the love of God.
I think all sports should be starting between 5 and 5:45.
It's the best. I get it logistically, and people get off work, this, that, and the other. I don't care.
But no one...
Again, I don't care.
In this era where we do a lot more remote working than ever, like, no, start the games a little earlier. Everyone will get there. The days of... And, like, especially on the West Coast, we don't have, like, nightlife like New York. New York's a little different. You know, people go out, and they have a steak dinner at midnight.
It's the city that never sleeps.
Exactly. Yes. Out here, if you have a 10 to 15-year-old, you don't want that kid watching sports at 10:30 at night.
No, it's the city that does go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night. That's the city of San Francisco.
But we also wake up early.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. So we're a little selfish in this. But, again, going back to the Mavericks, I mean, do I fear that team right now, the way the Warriors are playing? Again,
have
two
you
games.
Monitoring? What's going on?
Oh.
In Dallas, obviously, Anthony Davis is out for quite some
time. Well,
I
was going to say, Anthony Davis being out indefinitely right now and Luka Doncic being a Laker. Other than that, what's going on in Dallas?
Reports are going on right now, and this is an interesting one because I was thinking about the Warriors. Like, had they not made a move, how would fans have reacted? The fans have completely rejected Nico, the GM.
Nico Harrison.
They're putting signs and stuff. They kicked out a bunch of fans who had different signage that was, you know, anti the GM. And then Mark Cuban basically cussed out fans saying, sit down, and I'm paraphrasing, it was much more charged than that, sit down and shut up, and kicked them out. You can't be doing that if you're an owner. You can't be telling your fan base, your consumers, to sit down and shut up. You just can't.
It's a tough look.
Right now, there's mutiny going on within the Dallas Mavericks, and it's a perfect time to face them twice in the next four games.
Klay Thompson, he thought he had the game-winning three last night, only for DeMar DeRozan to come back out the court and make a filthy, just, you know, floater shot, push shot. Even though he had two guys draped all over him. But DeMar DeRozan, I know he has a lot of playoff shortcomings, but the guy's still money from the mid-range, and he is deadly, and he was yesterday. Big win for the Sacramento Kings. Big win for the Golden State Warriors last night. SFA Drummer wants to chime in, Joe Chasky. He's been waiting. What's up, SFA Drummer? You're on with Spadoni and Chasky. How you doing, man?
What's up, Joe and Joe? Great to call the new show. But, yeah, man, like, you know I'm calling a day ahead of Walk It Back Wednesday, but it's definitely a typo Tuesday for me because I was one of the ones who said I didn't want Jimmy Butler. Like, I didn't see, like, what addition or what elevation he can bring to the team. But, I mean, I was wrong about it for these past two games. Like, I've been seeing Jimmy, like, just, you know, make plays, like, there was one play last night where he just, like, basically, like, jumped the route like a DB and, like, stole the ball, and then the Warriors went on a run and finished the play with a layup or a dunk, something like that. But, I mean, like, I think this is this time of the year, like, where you need a lot of physical traits to get wins early in the season. Just because of the Warriors' elderness, I should say, I think they're going to be winning games with their mind and because they're so smart. And so I'm predicting that the Warriors are going to finish as a sixth seed. I don't even think we're going to be in a play-in situation just because how things are shaking up now with injuries with the other team. Not that I pray for it or anything like that, but, you know, it's you know, I think it's just going to, you know, turn back in our favor. And then hopefully, you know, with buyout candidates still coming out, maybe we can get a center somehow. And I think once we have that piece, then we'll really be talking about something and then looking forward to the summer to see how the Warriors build.
Yeah.
And one more thing, don't miss those breaks. Nah, I trust you guys to hit the breaks.
Thanks, SFB Drummer. We got one here in a minute.
I'm looking at it right now. And so you got the Mavericks in the 8 seed. They're 28-26. You get them two times over the next, you know, couple weeks. Boy, you know, could you flip flop with them?
Right.
Six feels aggressive. We're not there yet. Let's give it a couple of weeks before we really start, you know, talking about going on the 60. They need to play good basketball for multiple weeks for, I think, a lot of people to buy in. I just think on the surface, watchability has been through the roof.
I mean, that's the main thing for me. At least I'm going to watch this team and not be miserable most often than not. Like, again, I keep going back to our Orlando game they had recently when they scored 43 points combined. Like, both of the teams, it was 86 points combined in the first half, and it felt like I was watching, like, 2002 basketball again and not in a good way. By the way, check this out, Joe Shasky. Someone's going to win travel and accommodations for four to Las Vegas. Whoa. At $20,000. You'll be staying at Circa, the premium sports viewing destination in downtown Las Vegas. Circa has always been the place you want to be when it comes to watching and digesting the premium sports. Also, you can be at Stadium Swim. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app now, log in, and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. This is a national contest. Download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with 20K. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Safeway. More of your calls, more of your texts. Mike, Steve, we'll get to you on the other side. I want to hear what Steve Kerr has to say, and I want to get your thoughts, Joe Shasky, these last two games, on what you've seen from Steve Kerr as a coach. I mean, it's not easy getting, you know, a player of Jimmy's caliber and just mixing him right into this already established team between the likes of Draymond Green, between the likes of Steph Curry. How's he doing? We'll get the grades on the other side. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast, it's 95.7 The Game.
Ball goes to Butler, guarded by Green. Spins, hangs, fires, and hits right over the top. Jimmy buckets with a big-time bucket there. The Warriors lead by six.
Very happy to say today that Jimmy Butler is now your problem.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, who's that? Is that guy Danny Rabinovitz?
Yeah? I'm sorry, Riley. Oh. I never meant to tank you.
Now he's cleaning out his closet.
I mean, come on, man.
By the way, real quick, you brought it up earlier. I got to mention it. Just checking in on our guy, Andrew Wiggins, and his performance. Yeah. It's, could be going better for Drew. Let's just say that. I have his box score up right now. 30 minutes last night. 3 of 12 shooting. 2 of 8 from beyond the arc. 11 points for Wiggs as the Boston Celtics blow out the Miami Heat 103-85. It's early. We're not picking on Wiggs, but you got to keep some receipts. I want to see what's going to be going on with Andrew Wiggins and the Miami Heat going forward. Starting off rocky, the opposite of what's going on with the Golden State Warriors, though, with Jimmy Butler. I think a lot of people thought this was going to be a disaster. It was going to be a lateral move. I just never saw it that way. And this isn't me and this isn't you just saying, ha ha, I told you so. And again, it's early. It's, you know, the Chicago Bulls who have been stinking it up since I've been alive, post-Jordan. It's the Milwaukee Bucks who didn't have Giannis yesterday and have an aging team and aging roster so much so they're relying on Kyle Kuzma in the starting lineup. But it looks different.
Well, that's
and
a thing.
A part of that is because the head coach is doing some new things. Letting Curry play the entire third quarter. Having some more trust in Jimmy Butler who just arrived here. You know, playing Moses Moody more minutes. Like, he's unlocking some stuff here, and I think we should give Steve Kerr credit these last two games.
They've been running a variety of screens on ball and off ball to get the favorable matchup. Before, they would run a lot of off ball screens just to get shooters open on the perimeter, and now it seems like they're doing what everyone else is doing, which is what I call the cross screens, where, hey, I go screen your man, and then now your guy switches, and then I go screen the ball, and now we get the guy who's two or three players away to be able to now defend the ball, and that's the matchup we want the entire time. Like, it just, it, that that's what every team in the league does, which is like, hey, let's hunt the matchup, right? And they're doing it way more. They don't do it exclusively, but they're doing it way more now than they ever have. And it's like, good, about time. They threw the ball to Butler how many times at the block?
A lot.
Or at least the mid-block.
A lot.
Yeah, and let him kind of go to work.
I love the amount of times they're hunting for an alley-oop or a layup, a quick layup.
Yes.
Like, he's always looking a step ahead, which was just something that was lost on this team. Just going through the motions a lot, relying on Steph. Like, I didn't want to see Steph attempting 23 pointers. Like, I didn't want to see that anymore.
Steph's getting one-on-ones, though.
Yes.
He's getting one-on-ones. But how about some of the plays where Jimmy catches it in the middle of the key, up like two hashes up from the block, and he'll pivot, and then two guys come at him, bounce past to Quentin Post, layup. Bounce past to Moses Moody, cutting back door to the block, layup. Like, this guy is a great passer. He sees the floor. He plays totally different. And there are certain guys, Joe, I just believe this to my core. There are some guys who just get up and down the floor in any sport, and they just put up numbers, right? I look at someone like Brandon Belt was a guy like that. Like, he'd put up these numbers. I'm like, God, I never feel his impact. You know, in football, there are certain wide receivers that put up numbers. You don't feel their impact. And I'm not trying to knock guys, but like J.J. Stokes is an example. Mm-hmm. You look at his numbers and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I look at Andrew Wiggins as a guy who put up nice numbers, but shoot, 9 times out of 10, you're like, I just don't feel the impact. I'm watching Jimmy. The impact goes so beyond the numbers.
Well, he was 4-12 shooting, and no one cares about that because he got to the line 15 times. Which, again, you mentioned earlier, he became the first Warrior to post 13 or more free throw attempts in consecutive games since Kevin Durant did that back on November 24th and 26th back in 2018, 7 years ago. God, time flies. He also tallied a season high, tying 4 steals. He's done that 3 times.
Well, those are, like, all the things you're bringing up. It's a lot of the elements Andre Iguodala gave this team in terms of, like, half-court IQ, setting others up, being smart on defense. I just feel like their off-ball defense and anticipating 1 and 2 passes away is so much. Again, it's 2 games. So much better. He's had an effect on their defense already. Moody is playing great defense. He had blocks at the rim in back-to-back games. He's had unbelievable interceptions on passes, deflections. Like, that guy's playing high-level ball right now.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Brian Baldinger joining us at 7:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Festus Ezeli, 8 o'clock, former NBA champion, covers the team pre and post for NBC Sports Bay Area. So we got some Baldy, some Super Bowl breakdown. Break down the Warriors to a 2-game winning streak. If you go 3, I guess you call it a streak. I still say 2 games in a row is a winning streak. And as you know, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? Well, we mentioned him heading into the break, and just now, Steve Kerr on the possession battle. And his only complaint yesterday, Joe Shasky, was the fouls.
You know, the possession battle, I mean, we got 17 more shots than they did, 3 more free throws. Almost impossible to lose a game where you get that many more possessions and attempts. So love the defensive aggressiveness. And about the only thing I could complain about in the game is the fouls in the third quarter. You know, that's what allowed them to get back in it. I think they drew 3 fouls in the first minute or two of the third quarter, and that kind of changed the game. But our guys responded really well and played fantastic fourth quarter.
No, it was ugly there for a little bit. And then you saw just, you know, the talent of the Warriors leaning on Jimmy Butler, leaning on Stephen Curry. Hell, the trust in a Quentin Post. He was feeling it. He was kissing the 3 ball.
He's got more attitude than I thought.
Quentin Post got some swag. I had no idea.
No one did.
Flying Dutchman had swag.
Well, did you know that Jimmy said in the postgame that Jimmy spent some time at some point, I didn't know this, in Amsterdam?
What? Oh.
Yeah. And he's like, so we're both from Amsterdam. And I'm like, what the? I got to explore more of this. Someone who's a little more educated on Jimmy Butler's upbringing needs to explain. I thought he lived in his car in Florida.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Or Chicago or something.
I Yeah, Amsterdam, sure. But I believe it somehow, right? Remember Eurotrip when they go there, the hash brownies, all that? Maybe Jimmy was an extra during that scene. Who knows? Steve is out in
the
Oakland.
The red light district.
Yeah, what's up, Steve? You're on with Spadoni and Chasky, the Morning Roast.
Red light special.
Hey guys. I think the most important thing, especially for Butcher Boy, he's a coach. So he understands how important game control is, especially in the fourth quarter. And the difference between Andrew and Jimmy is that when Curry is out of the game in the fourth quarter, you got Jimmy steadying the ship. You know, he's able to get fouls. He's defensively better. When's the last time we've had 13, 15 free throws from just one person in an entire game? That's usually the whole team. And you look at Jimmy, you look at Jimmy, he's less athletic than what we gave up. But somehow he's getting more free throws, and it's all about mentality. Yeah. I mean, Dennis Schroeder was brought in to kind of steady the ship, and he couldn't figure it out. It's mentality. We've been saying it for years, and now we're really seeing that. Jimmy Butler is in the Durant role, the Harrison Barnes role. That role is set up for an athletic person to be aggressive when the shots aren't falling and Steph is out of the game. And we need someone who is mentally aggressive. Thank you.
It's a great call.
Thanks, Steven.
Jimmy is such a high IQ player. His passing, I mean, I knew it was good. I did. I knew it was good. He's such a really good passer. He's done a really good job, too, of these combo screens for Steph Curry off ball. And because it's Jimmy who could be the one slipping off that combo screen, teams are like, oh, got to kind of hedge upward. And then Steph goes backdoor. And you saw it literally because we're watching the replay of the game on a play right up there. And his ability to either get the hockey assist, I kick it out to the guy who kicks it to the guy who gets the bucket. Like, those little things are huge. But he facilitates in the half court. And I think their biggest issue, half court balance. It was all Steph Curry reliant. And it just doesn't feel that way anymore.
Speaking of Stephen Curry, you mentioned it. Four straight games with 30 or more points. He joins LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and Karl Malone as the only players in NBA history to post four straight games of 30-plus points after turning 36. LeBron's on a
Give me those names one more time.
LeBron, MJ, Karl Malone.
Yeah, it's a good list.
LeBron's done it four times. But he's, it's LeBron James. Mike is on Berkeley.
The things Curry does, I just don't think we understand how ridiculous he is.
No, it's... appreciate greatness. And we're going to hear from Stephen Curry, who joined again Tim Kawakami on the TK show. And he had some thoughts about how he wants his final years to look here in Golden State. And some interesting stuff there. And we'll get to it. And again, TK joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. He has some thoughts on everything. I want to get to some of his sound.
I think that honestly, everyone, myself included, was a little skeptical. You had to have some reservation on the Jimmy Butler acquisition.
Well, our reservation was like, oh, this is going to be at least fun. Like, it might blow up in their face, but it'd be fun. The early returns is, well, maybe this won't blow up in their face, and this is just going to be a good fit.
There are certain guys that reach a team, and they just fit really, really well.
Right?
And, like, we referenced CMC. Like, it looked like he was born to play in the Shanahan offense, right?
Yes.
Okay?
There's certain players.
Hunter Pence, somebody texted. I think it was Oreo Cookie. Like, Hunter Pence.